I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for day 5 of Proverbs on Purpose and our weekday meditation. It is a Friday, Good Friday today, and I encourage you to join us this evening for a 7 p.m. Good Friday service if you're anywhere around Northeast Atlanta. And friend, listen, it's going to be a great day, Easter. It's hard for me to imagine 5 services here at Sugar Hill Church, but you can find all that information at sugarhilleaster.com. Today, I want to jump into Proverbs chapter 6, where my Bible, where it gives the headline, says, "This is Lessons for Daily Life." I think this is really great. Let me jump down to verse 6, where the scripture says, "Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter. But you, lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will bounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber." Oh my goodness, some of these proverbs kind of smack you in the face. But in preparing for a little time of meditation on Good Friday, let's combine the lessons that Solomon has with the lessons we learn in the life of Jesus. Solomon is saying to us, things matter today. What you do today matters tomorrow. What you do this morning matters this afternoon. What you do this afternoon matters tonight. And you know, Jesus lived that out in his ministry. Every day, every moment, it wasn't filled with foolishness, and it wasn't filled with nonsense, and it was never filled with lack of purpose. It was always on purpose for the mission God had sent him. And Solomon reminds us in Proverbs, let's learn from that and make sure that what we do matters and it counts for his kingdom. So today on this Good Friday, let's prepare for a meditation. Pay attention to our natural breath for a moment. With each breath, let's settle a little more deeply in the chair we're sitting in. Separate the noise and the clamor of the world and prepare to hear and listen in the quietude of God. Just draw a couple of deep breaths, and when you force that breath out, just push it out so hard as if you're getting rid of a toxin and anxiety that you just cannot wait to release. Let's breathe. That feels good. It does in my life as well. Let's breathe again. Well, my friend, thanks for joining us for this 5-day series of Proverbs on Purpose. I really truly believe when we commit these moments to meditation in our life, that it honors God and prepares us to have a day that is full of purpose. So I invite you on this Good Friday, don't miss the purpose that God has for you during these holy days. Don't miss the purpose of Good Friday to recognize and remember that the Lord Jesus has given his life for you. Let's don't forget that he came from that dead tomb and pushed that rock out and walked out that we might have life, that the purpose was you. You are his masterpiece. You are his favorite creation. And I pray today you'll be able to celebrate that and remember the lesson from the ants. We are to be on purpose all the time for the cause and the beauty and the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks for joining me this week, and we'll be back next Monday to jump on another 5-day series in our weekday meditation. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Thanks again, and go in peace.